Okay. Wonderful reading, and now we have some wonderful open mic readers. So, starting off, Margaret Casper Reed. Come on up.
All right, so I thought I had this marked. Let me see. You know, in this time when we're all losing our funding for everything, I have been a teacher all my life, and the funding going for the teaching has just broken my heart. And let me find this. Oh my gosh, where is it? The Mozart Theater. Oh my gosh. Pedals down Water Street. Okay, good enough. Okay, so this was a chapbook that I had done. I was saying to Ellen, I lived in upstate New York for 71 years. And I've been in Pittsburgh for 2 years. And I love hearing your connection to Pittsburgh. And my connection to the city I lived in was this chapbook that was Laments Grocery, which was a store that I passed on a certain route every day. And I always thought, Laments Grocery, you know, we take out lament to be a great thing. But anyways, Elmira becomes a character in the book, but this is a school poem, I guess. After Nick retires from driving the school bus, Elmira plans to pick up his route. She becomes a character. On this, his last day on the job, he eyes the children through the rearview mirror. At each stop, he pulls the doors open, reaches into his sweater pockets, and hands each child a newly minted silver dollar, one of 30 he purchased at the Chemung Canal Bank at lunchtime. Thanks. See ya, Nick. Take care, a few say. They leap over the steps, sneakers barely touching. Back at the middle school, the principal announces to the teachers cuts in staffing. Her face collapses. She tears up, bites her lip, then sobs, bawls, huge, blubbering oceans of tears. Her weeping in the library splashes the teacher's feet, sogs the institutional carpet, drenches all the posters telling everyone to read anytime, any place. Bollocks up the locker combinations, ruins all the blue Bic note pages in spiral binders, salts the potatoes boiling in the cafeteria pots. The cafeteria ladies float on a tidal wave of tears down corridors, rushing out of the side door, bobbing like small white ships on what was once a baseball field, but now has become a small, sorrowful inland sea.
Thank you, Margaret. All right, Arlene, come on up.
So I'm indulging in sentimentality here. I wrote this for Jimmy Savedic when he was still living and had just had a heart problem. Back in 2007, Heart for Jimmy Svedek. Jimmy brings the mic into the box where the paneling is tired from smoky nights and the pool players stop their chock chock. He read us a poem once about internet sex, men with women, women with women, men with dogs, knows the ropes, the rules, but steps over the chalk lines of money and schools, doesn't see them. In the break between featured readers, Jimmy introduces the kid he's training. High cheekbones, a glow off him, dark brown lion in the headlights, and we yellow like paper. Jimmy holds up the basket of tips for the waitress, plugs the kid's match, and calls the featured reader. But any poet can oil up and flex with contenders in Jimmy's hospitable light. Jimmy contends there's no such thing as a bad poem. He knows there are bad actors. He's arrested some. And maybe a poem will dance backward, light on its feet, land its blow, and maybe some poets will glow at the bell in the ring where Jimmy will introduce them if they'll go.
Thank you, Arlene. It's kind of a very fitting poem for this series. Yeah. And next up is an incredible miscreant, Jason Irwin.
Hi, this is an in-progress poem. It's called Metamorphosis. A chill settled in my bones as I stood on the corner facing St. Demetrios, waiting for the light to change. It was February, overcast. The plastic grocery bags full of soppressata, sliced provolone, and pint bottles of Russian lager twisted around my thumbs like Chinese finger cuffs. That's when I noticed it. My father's left hand jutted from my jacket sleeve, gnarled and bulbous, like some misbegotten root vegetable. When I locked eyes with the man working at the halal truck a few blocks away, my entire left arm transformed into my father's. Did he notice this slow-moving metamorphosis? How my face palsied with fear? What about the woman scrounging for cigarette butts, or that dog tied to a parking meter? As the N train thundered overhead, I hurried past the diner and bank where the homeless gypsies lay sprawled in the ATM lobby after a night of reverie. At my apartment, drenched in sweat, my arms heavy as anchors, I floundered, trying to open one of the beers. Out of the corner of my eye, a cockroach appeared, like an ancient oracle. Its antennas twitched as it leered at me from the corner, from the counter, sorry, with a bemused severity, as if to say, "Get a hold of yourself. This happens to everyone."
Thank you, Jason. And bringing us home, thanks again for everyone for being here. Paul. Yep. No? Paul. Oh, I'm sorry. Paul. And what is your Palsy.
Howdy. 23 total lines this evening. Two epigraphs, which are titled, and two short poems. Epigraphs first. Walk, or Jung as in Carl. Walk Around Oxygen title. The Chronic Margarita and a Jung. An incomplete on stuff that does not spell. Selfishly bled out is Pig Latin moot. Do we embalm once or use more cheese whiz? Class action hoopty. Bought as in robocall. Low hung fruit, candacy, desi, and argyle. Seasonal effective deodorant. Fox News monologue, red, white, QVC. Signage in the queue as an alias. Data harvest abort, tap screen result. No pundit for office, just want this bot. Together, everything annoys me. Epigraph, just like you said. A thing shoey joystick, GameStop curio, toadstool Muppet, and Dagburn effigy. How I shrivel the eternal costume. Comparable pretext, lake farm eggplant. Last poem is Ah Fooey. Light haze may forecast apparent galosh. Why can't we just get in the running car? Sprinkle fish food at an aquarium. Multi-nucleotide polymorphism. Christen it illusion of stewardship. I love you unimportantly as rice. Let those who earmark ameliorate, they profit weak before viscous held bath. Thank you.
So again, thank you so much for coming out. It was lovely tonight. What a great evening. Wow. Thank you to our readers. Wow. Thank you to our audience. Yippee. Okay. Thank you, Mr. Sturica. Thank you, Hop Farm. We'll see you real soon. If you're not somehow on the e-blast, feel free to come by and write your name and your email. And you too can know more than you ever thought possible about the Pittsburgh poetry scene. Thank you all. You take care.